This is Dr. Singh Vikhtarian from Fairland Senior Care. Patient first name is Donna, D-O-N-N-A. Last name is Dunlap, D-U-N-L-A-P. Date of birth is 11-20-1967. Date of evaluation is 3-8-2023. HPI history page, complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of mood disorder and to assess efficacy of current medications. History present and last. This is a 55-year-old female who is new to our service. Her chart indicates that she was admitted to Fairlane on 2/24/2023 upon transfer from Henry Ford Main Hospital. She has a history of dissection of unspecified site of aorta, a cerebral infarction. Anxiety, epilepsy, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, intracranial hemorrhage, and multiple other health issues. During my evaluation, patient complained of feeling tired and wanted to sleep. She told me that she had surgery of her lower left lower extremity. It appears that during surgery she had a stroke leading to her placement at Fairlane for subacute rehab. Patient minimized any history of depression, psychosis, or any thoughts of harm to self or others. She acknowledged smoking pot. She reports that both her parents are deceased. She reports that she does not work. I spoke to patient's son, Daniel, who reports that his mother never worked and did not take care of her health. Patient's son is not aware of patient having any history of schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. He also acknowledged that mom smokes pot. Next paragraph, under review of systems, general non-depolar eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history check, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no, prior outpatient substance abuse treatment, not known, number of prior hospitalizations, zero, prior history of suicide attempts, no, prior history of violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade, 12th, current occupation, not working, relationship, current relationship, not married, number of children, 2, legal issue, prior difficulty of legal system, not known now. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, preparatory informant, chart reviewed, come a nursing social worker. I also talked to patient's son, Danielle. Next paragraph, review of histories and habits under comments. Please review medical and surgical history as reported in HPI and save that. Next paragraph, under social history, smoker. Not known. Does patient drink alcohol? No. Drug abuse, smokes marijuana. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, comma, somewhat resistant, motor movements, hemiplegia, gait not tested, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought content, normal level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self, patient did not know name of his facility or today's date, memory, patient could recall three out of three objects after 3 minutes. Attention impaired, concentration impaired, language within normal, fund of knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, under current medications, Seroquel 50 milligram, one at bedtime. Please add as current medication. Under assessment and plan, mood disorder due to known physiological condition with depressive features, F06.31. Plans continue Seroquel, but decrease dose to 25 milligram HS. In an attempt to minimize use of psychotropic medications, period if her condition remains stable, consider discontinuation of Seroquel. Next paragraph, number two, cerebral infarction due to unspecified occlusion or stenosis of unspecified carotid artery, 163.239. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of changes in mood, behaviors, or any new concern, check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, orders and procedures, 99305. Under supplemental administrative risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of antipsychotics. And risk-benefit statement and decision to treat. Based on findings of my assessment, previously stated goal benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as noted above. This is the end of dictation.